Report, Hunter compares himself to famous dead children in history. By Wendell Hasebo on February 1, 2024. Hunter Biden reportedly compared himself to famous dead children in history within a recent court filing. The filing is the latest defense used by Hunter in his gun case. Hunter's lawyers contend he was selectively charged for political reasons. Known for his infamous addiction to crack cocaine, smoking Parmesan cheese, and participating in illicit sexual activities, Hunter used Greek and Roman mythology to defend himself. Constitutional scholar Jonathan Turley wrote Thursday, mocking the president's son. Related video, Hunter Biden walks out of House oversight hearing before MTG has chance to ask him questions. In his bizarre filing comparing himself to famous dead children in history, Hunter refers to Hector, the son of the king of Troy, as murdered by Odysseus, Turley posted on X. It was actually Achilles and it was a fair fight. Will the National Hellenic Society move to strike? He further explained in a New York Post op-ed. Hunter profited massively from the Biden name. But now, his lawyer Abbe Lowell argues, he's suffering from the burden of parentage. To back up this argument, Lowell cites Plowler v. Doe, a case involving the providing of free education to the children of illegal immigrants. To say that the Constitution prevents the government from inflicting harm on children for the conduct of their parents. That's right, Joe Biden is like an undocumented migrant father who carried his kid over the border for a better life. Hunter also cites cases involving children born out of wedlock in need of court protection. The argument is particularly ironic since Hunter Biden fought to prevent his daughter Navy Joan from using his last name. It then gets even weirder. Hunter tells the court that it is precisely great privilege that makes children like him the target of animus for that very reason. History is replete with children of political figures being abducted and assassinated literally. For example, murder of Romanov children by Russian revolutionaries. Or figuratively, for example, Odysseus murdering the son of Crown Prince Hector when sacking Troy. The court filing comes after prosecutors revealed in January that authorities found cocaine residue on Hunter Biden's gun pouch in 2018, hindering his legal defense against three gun charges. Hunter faces three criminal charges related to his possession of a firearm. The indictment did not include any Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA, or tax violations. Hunter refused in July to accept a plea deal laid out by prosecutors after negotiations fell apart due to questioning by Judge Mary Ellen Norica about the diversion agreement. The agreement afforded Hunter the ability to plead guilty for not paying taxes on more than $1.5 million in income in 2017 and 2018, receiving probation rather than jail time. In addition, Weiss devised a separate diversion agreement that gave Hunter immunity from potential future charges, including a provision to essentially wipe a felony gun violation from his record. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X at Wendell Hasebo or on Truth Social at Wendell Hasebo.